This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 231, two activities to understand three people on IELTS listening. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about why your biggest challenge is listening to three people on the IELTS test, and you'll find out how to prepare for it.
Hey there, Jessica. How's it going?
Hey, good. Still going through these allergies. I know I mentioned it a couple podcasts ago, but it's on my mind with this. It's the weather change, you know?
I know.
It's not rainy anymore. It's starting to be like sunny outside, but it's still cold. And I think just this confuses my nose. It doesn't know what's happening in the air, and it panics a bit. That's what I feel like sinuses are doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. But you know what is so cool right now this time of year? Because we just did the time change forward, the spring forward.
Yes.
And I feel so good now at like 6 p.m. when it's light out.
Oh, I love it. So cool. I know. When I pick James up from school, it's not like a hassle taking Ozzy for a walk when we get home anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like if it's dark and cold, I don't make him come for – he doesn't want to come for a walk with us. Yeah. But, you know, if it's sunny outside, I'm like, James, we got to go to the park, dude.
Yeah.
It's like – it's still daytime.
It's like you can get in touch with your inner child if you're an adult when we get these bright nights. I love it.
Right,
love
exactly. It has that nostalgia of the long summer evenings where you got so much extra, you know, bicycle time. I remember just riding my bike for like hours around the neighborhood.
You know? I remember playing Kick the Can. Did you ever play Kick the Can when you were
a kid? Oh my God, I love that game.
Kick the Can.
Kick the Can. Capture the Flag. That was like my favorite game to play at summer camp every year. Capture the Flag.
Good so stuff. What does Capture the Flag and Kick the Can have to do with listening? Can we do that segue?
That's so funny. Well, let's see. If you could find a podcast on summer games, which I'm sure it exists, like summer camp games, that has to be a thing. If you could find that and listen to it to practice, you know, you're listening. That could.
There you go.
There you got it.
Yeah, that's it. So today, Jessica, we had a question from one of our listeners who wrote in. This wasn't a student in our course, but it was a listener. So we're just answering this question on the podcast, Jessica. Right? Yeah.
And I think, and they're not going to, as we're recording it, they're not even going to hear this for a few weeks. So I really hope they're still listening.
I hope they haven't taken the time. Again, guys, just to remind you, when you do send in your questions, if they're good questions, we will answer it on the podcast, but there's no guarantee that, you know, sometimes it'll take a month. It might take 2 months. It might take 3 months.
Right.
We have a queue of questions here that we just have. We choose the ones we like. So the way to get your questions answered immediately today is to join our course. And then you request Facebook membership in our closed group and you're in there and Jessica's waiting for your question.
Yeah, I am. It's, you know, I'm on my phone all the time.
All the time.
And it's seriously just work. Like, I don't even respond to stuff on Facebook for whatever is happening. I don't even look at those feeds anymore. I just check straight into Three Keys IELTS Facebook group, answer all the latest questions. And I'm seriously checking like 3 times a day at least.
Guys, if you're serious about improving your score, don't waste your time sending in questions as a podcast listener. Go right into our course. You know, guys, I mean, life is short. You have a vision. Get to your vision as quickly as possible. So allearsenglish.com/KEYS, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
Start now.
Okay. So this person had a good question about the listening test. Sometimes, guys, there are more than two people talking. It's not common, but it does happen. So in general, guys, let me remind you about the listening test structure. Section one and section three are dialogue. So it's two people talking. Section two and section four are monologue. So that's one person talking. But sometimes, rarely, but sometimes in section three, it's not just a dialogue. It's a trialogue. Is that a word?
Yeah, question. What is that when there are three people talking? I suppose we've made up a word.
I know, right? That has to be it. Trialogue. Yeah. So how can you guys practice this? So we've come up with a couple different activities you guys could do to specifically practice this skill of understanding what's happening with three people talking. Cause it's tough. Mm-hmm. You can't keep track of the names, the genders, who's saying what, who is this question about? So it is tough. It's something you have to practice.
Yes.
I think the first step should be practicing with sitcom scenes or movie scenes. And I'm not talking about watching the entire thing. Not yet. Just use the scenes available on YouTube because they're about, what, like 5 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and we know that a lot of you guys like Friends, but we would encourage that you branch out and find something else. Friends is good, but, you know, find something new.
And honestly, yeah, exactly. Like, it's old, you guys. It's mm-hmm. That is old news. Like, the slang they're using, the way they're talking, we don't talk like that anymore. That intonation, that Friends intonation. Like, that sort of
Rachel,
intonation.
Rachel, you sound like Rachel right now, yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's 90s. Like, that's 1990s intonation. I feel like it's outdated in so many ways.
Oh, that's really interesting, because we actually did have a question about that on the other podcast, and the student asked about vocabulary, and we had said that the vocabulary we think is basically the same, because we looked at a couple episodes and we didn't see any outdated vocabulary, but we didn't think about intonation. That's really interesting, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a very 90s thing.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, guys, try to find something a little more current. And if you're not sure, go to Hulu. Go to Hulu.com. Find a new show you like. Mm-hmm. Even try the American broadcast channels, those websites. Go to ABC, NBC, CBS. Go to Fox. Go to FX. Comedy Central is a great place to find new stuff that is very current and hilarious. You'll learn so much culture from watching these things. But just go to the channel websites and find new stuff, and you could watch scenes and whole episodes on the websites even. So
Totally. Love it.
That's the first step, is to find a scene, find something to watch, and then watch it with subtitles. So look for that closed captioning button, the CC button. Click that. It'll turn on the subtitles for you guys in English. Watch it with subtitles so you understand everything that's being talked about between three or more people. And then watch it again with no subtitles, just looking at the people, listening to their words. And then a third time, watch it again, but this time close your eyes. Close your eyes and practice understanding what these different people are saying, because you're going to associate an image with a voice. You're going to be able to differentiate the voices. And we're really just gaining confidence in that skill. And this step-by-step approach is how you can build that.
Guys, from now on, we're going to publish 3 episodes per week on IELTS Energy instead of 4. And the reason is that we need more time to spend with the students in 3 Keys IELTS. If you'd like to become a student of 3 Keys IELTS and ask any question anytime in the private Facebook group, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get in now. See you there. Oh, I like that. And this really requires that you guys, again, go in depth, right? Because it's like
the middleman.
It's Ozzy. Oh, boy.
Ozzy. Oh, wow. Ozzy. Guys, I don't know what it is about mailmen. Dogs just hate them. Around, it's a universal thing. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's because he's walking on your property, and Ozzy wants to protect your property, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that must be what it is.
Super protective.
perspective.
Yeah.
Poor mailman. But it's really funny when we're walking around the block even, and he'll be fine around everybody until he sees someone in a male uniform.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's a thing. Funny. Okay. So guys, this is one of the things I love about creating materials for teaching. One of my sort of like motivations is to exploit one piece of material as much as possible, to learn as much as we can from one piece of material. So this is an example of, you know, that kind of activity. You're using one scene, but you're using it three times to build a very specific skill step by step.
Yeah, I like that. And again, it requires discipline here, guys. I mean, we're not just, yeah, it's so easy these days to just watch a YouTube video and not go any deeper than that, guys. But we've just laid out three or four steps that you need to take. You need to really engage with these videos on different levels, as we've just explained, right, guys? So just be dedicated. Be ready to go deep if you want that score.
Exactly, exactly. And then another resource that we could use, of course, podcasts. But when Lindsay and I were brainstorming before this episode, it's really difficult to think of podcasts that have three or more people.
It is. It is. None of my podcasts have three or more people. Right?
That's
none
how
of
them. Difficult it is. It was, in fact, impossible. But I thought of two comedy podcasts that I really like. And a word of warning, these are adult material.
A little racy. Yeah.
A little racy, but, you know, it's adult stand-up comics for the most part, or improv comedians. So it's not like it's not horrible. It's just they might use some swear words, which for some students may be awesome because they want to learn how to swear in English. So there's that. But they're just hilarious. So the first podcast is called How Did This Get Made? And they pick actually, this would be super awesome, you guys, if you did this. So How Did This Get Made is a podcast. It has four comedians every time. Three of them are always the same and they have a guest. It has four comedians every time, and they watch a bad movie, basically, or like just a cult classic or some like crazy movie. They watch it and then they make fun of it for an hour. They just pick it apart scene by scene. So this would be really cool to exploit, guys. You could go to their website, How Did This Get Made? You could see what movie they're going to talk about in the next week, and you could watch it, and then you could listen to the podcast, and you're going to know what they're talking about and get the jokes. Like, that would be awesome.
Ooh, cool. I like that idea. I like that idea. It's a good way to get up with pop culture too, right? Current, you know, what's going on in the real world, having something to talk about on the speaking test.
Exactly. Holy crow. If you guys mentioned, like, How Did This Get Made? If you guys mentioned that podcast or knowing these comedians, like Paul Scheer, like this sort, like no other student, I promise you, no other student in the whole world is going to say that. And like the examiner will be so impressed. The other super cool podcast that I really like is called Comedy Bang Bang.
I've heard about that one. Yeah.
It's so hilarious. So it's Scott Aukerman. He also does his show, a TV show called Comedy Bang Bang, which is on Netflix. Yeah. So you could watch the TV show as well. And it's all improv. It's all skits with like really crazy characters, and they seriously just spend the whole time cracking themselves up. Like, that's seriously what happens. I love it.
That's so cool.
I laugh the whole time. I listen to it when I'm running with Ozzy and I'm just cracking up.
Oh, awesome.
So what you could do, three steps for how to use this, guys. Listen just for overall understanding. Just listen for enjoyment and understanding first. And then go back and listen again. And again, guys, you can do this with just 10 minutes of the podcast. You don't have to do it with the whole thing. And then listen again and write four new vocabulary words or phrases. Look them up. Try and understand what they mean, and then listen again. So you're hearing this new vocab in context, you're understanding that much more. And it's just, we're exploiting this one cool resource and learning as much as we can from it.
Wow. So cool. So cool. It's amazing all these strategies that we're getting here. Guys, you are getting the top notch instruction on how to go deeper with listening. So rewind this podcast, listen again, take out notes, and really dig in, because this is quality stuff. I mean,
these activities, guys, I mean, there's really no other way to gain confidence in such specific skills. I promise you, like, if you ask, Ozzy's being so noisy right now. I promise, guys, if you ask your teacher, like, how can I get better? better at listening. They're not going to give you activities like this. No. I mean, this is only available from us.
Yeah,
from,
that's right.
You know, no, our you got it, Jessica. Brains.
That's right.
So imagine how much more is available in our course, right? Yes. To strengthen so many specific skills. And you can only get these activities and strategies in our course.
Yeah. So, and soon we're going to be building out some other resources, like we said, to help you, you know, work on your general fluency, like these listening skills in addition to the course. So we've got everything you guys need here at All Ears English. So let's keep rocking, Jessica.
We're just, you know, we're just amazing, basically, guys. That's, you know, that's just the long and short of it. I like that phrase. You guys could use that instead of in summary. You could say the long and short of it is.
Yeah, that's another bonus phrase for today. I like it. I like it. So guys, you can, again, we've said before, when we just do our little chatting and it, maybe it seems like a waste of time, it's not a waste of time, guys. You can pick up the best natural vocabulary from our chats at the beginning of the end of this episode. So really dig in. Yeah. Yes.
I know. We surprise ourselves sometimes with what we come up with.
Yeah, it's very natural. So guys, if you're ready to get into our course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And again, today is the last episode of the week. Right, Jessica? Today is Wednesday. So guys, again, we've talked about how we're only going to be doing 3 episodes a week on IELTS Energy because we want to spend more time with the students in our course. That's our priority. But guys, go on over to IELTS Energy TV, join 1,900 other subscribers on that show.
And well, by the time this podcast comes out, it's going to be well over 2,500.
Yeah, probably 2,500. Woo, that's
seriously
fast.
It's like 100 people a week, I think. It's getting huge. I love it. Oh, hello?
Hello? Oh, we froze. Okay, we're back.
Oh, weird.
Hey, okay.
Okay, guys. Day, right? Well, Lindsay, enjoy the rest of your week.
You too, Jessica. We'll see you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.